Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
We love our dog-related music bumps around here. Oh my gosh, you should see, honestly, the change in attitude and the change in the facial expressions of coworkers the minute this dog walked onto the floor.
That was me.
Yeah.
I got to meet Sully.
Oh, Dana, will you put your headphones on? Because like Bob Kessler is talking right now and you wouldn't even know that. Yep, you can put those on. You got to meet Sully too, Bob?
I did. Oh my God.
I know.
The dog's adorable. It's from Sesame Street.
He
is from Sesame Street.
Dana, what breed is Sully? Because this is, I kind of fancy myself as somebody that knows dogs. I looked at the dog. I go, sheepdog? And she goes, nope. So what breed?
Sully is a mix of Great Pyrenees, St. Bernard, and Standard Poodle.
Wow. Yeah. And he's a special creature, isn't he?
He is.
Yes.
He is. We love him a lot.
This is Dana Friedman Graham. Lisa, the system director and volunteer services at Northwestern Medicine she's here too, but she didn't even come in the studio because she knows who the star of the show is today, and that's Sully. So you adopted him. You rescued him.
We did.
Yeah. And you have more than one therapy dog.
I do. We have two therapy dogs who I get to work with. They each visit the hospital one time a month. And they're both giants. The other dog's a Great Dane.
Oh.
So, yeah.
And that's just, I think that's a great breed, and so is Sully, because people just want to bear hug them.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. And, you know, I think hugging is one of the magical parts of what we do when we visit the hospital.
Right. What changes do you see in patients after Sully is visiting with them?
Oh, I think the biggest is the smiles.
Yeah.
People seem calmer. People seem not as buried in whatever has them in the hospital at the moment. It really takes them out of that. They get to talk about their own dog and laugh sometimes, which is really very special.
Right. And we hear a lot about the burnout that doctors and nurses and healthcare workers in general are suffering. I have to imagine, even for them, not just the patients, but for them, Sully is a welcome relief just to get a pet in.
Oh, my gosh. I think, you know, it's definitely 50-50 when we're doing our visits in terms of who's getting the most out of it, depending on the moment, patient versus staff versus doctor. We go into the emergency department, and sometimes it is a frenetic mess.
Yes.
But they all seem to stop for a moment. I need a hug. And they have that half a second of decompression, which is really very special.
I have to imagine there are studies that show our blood pressure drops.
Absolutely.
Yes, that we become much calmer in the presence of an animal like Sully.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's definitely scientific evidence that shows the heart rate goes down, the breathing is more regulated, people who are feeling anxious feel calmer.
I know it. In fact, when I crushed my shoulder and broke my arm this year, and I was here treated at Northwestern, I stayed with my sister, and then I wanted to go to the farm. And I posted something saying, I'm on the way back to the farm. I can't wait till my animals heal me.
Mm-hmm.
And several people said, well, what about your husband? Well, he heals me too, but not the way animals do. There is something that animals provide us that humans cannot.
To me, I think one of the biggest is animals don't judge.
Mm.
And so whatever is the moment that we may be having to them, they just want the connection, the bond, the love, and it doesn't matter. And I think that's one of the most freeing aspects for people connecting, certainly with the dogs when I watch it.
And when you bring a dog in to see a patient, does a patient open up to you about anything and everything just because they're more relaxed?
Yes, absolutely. You know, I often just say I'm either the chauffeur or the conduit to open the door. And then Sully or Maggie, my other dog, do the rest. And they're often just talking to the dogs. And,
right,
and I'm really the person standing off to the side, which is fine. But it just gives them this moment, this to be liberated. And it truly is magical to watch it sort of unfold during a visit.
And I would imagine it works for the caregivers who are there or children of people who might be suffering, got a bad diagnosis, or maybe just recovered from surgery.
Oh, for sure. I mean, there's definitely, every time we're at the hospital, I'll knock on the door, you want a therapy visit? And I'll hear, yes, we do, we do. And it's the family yeah. or the people who are there. There were a couple of younger patients that were particularly impactful for me because they were younger. And their parents were as connected to the visit as I think the young ladies who were in the hospital.
Right. Everybody needs a break.
Yeah.
It's a scary place for a lot of people. I mean, we're yeah. thankful because we're being treated and we're being cured, but it mm-hmm. is still so far out of our daily realm of living that we need that. We need that break, and dogs bring us back to that. So Dana Friedman Graham is in the studio with Sully. I'm going to get a few more pets in. Mary's going to check weather and traffic. If you have questions, text them to 312-981-7200. We'll talk about how you can participate in this program, being a volunteer, an animal therapy volunteer. It's a whole...
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing. Their family has your family covered.
Project. I'm telling you what, dogs love us unconditionally, and you don't even have to be their human. For many dogs with the right personality, they love you, regardless of whether they've seen you before or have never seen you before. Sully is in here with his human, Dana Friedman Graham, and Sully is a dog who visits patients and staff at Lake Forest Hospital, is a part of Northwestern's Animal Therapy Volunteer Project. It's Northwestern's Catherine Gratz Griffin, LFH Animal Therapy. Look at these dogs. Betsy, Buttons, Indy, Luca, Maggie May. No, that's not your Maggie. Rosie Pixel, Nala, Molly, Maggie Moo. Maggie Moo is yours. That's the Great Dane. Yeah. And there's Sully as well. You can't just become a volunteer. You have to be certified. Right. Tell me how you do that, Dana.
So the dogs need to go through all the levels of obedience training to at the level of good citizenship. And then you need to get certified through an organization. We're certified through the Alliance of Therapy Dogs, which is one of the organizations that Northwestern will accept for certification. There's two others. There's Pet Partners, and then specifically for the downtown location, they work with Chicago Canine Therapy Corps. And so people would contact them for that unique kind of certification for the downtown location.
Is there any specific breed or personality of a dog that lends itself to this job?
It's breed, absolutely not. There's all shapes and sizes, but it's the temperament. You really have to start with a dog that just is inherently calm, patient, can tolerate all sorts of different situations and
yes.
noises and individuals. But outside of that, it doesn't matter, big, small, and everything in between.
I mean, it's a high-tech medical environment, and it speaks volumes that something as simple as a dog's presence mm-hmm. can change everybody's mood immediately.
Yeah.
They're special creatures. Tell me what you've witnessed, what you've experienced.
Oh my gosh. I mean, there's a few stories that really stand out. And one of them is we walked into the emergency department on a day when it was just incredibly busy and frenetic, and so much was going on. But the minute Sully walked in, everyone just turned around and said, oh, I need a Sully moment. And to get his hug, gave them that moment to decompress, catch their breath, and literally turn around and go back to a patient. And I think the other one that really stands out was when we were starting to leave after a visit. I hear these voices, wait, you can't leave. We need a visit with Sully today. And I turn around and three doctors are chasing me in white coats. And they all bent down and they needed a moment. And it was just really, it was funny. but it was also really touching.
Someone on the text line is saying, if we feel our family dog would make an excellent therapy dog candidate, where does your guest recommend we take him for evaluation and training?
Yeah, the training, there's so many different places for training. I think it's, you know, whatever's convenient, what works best for the individual. I often suggest to people, go to the Alliance of Therapy Dog website. You can actually see what you're going to be tested around. The test is both for the individual handler and the dog, but it gives you a really good sense of what to expect. And then some testers through the Alliance will actually give you sort of like a pretest and give you feedback in terms of where you're standing out and areas where you could do some additional work. But that's always a good starting place.
And is Sully, look it, let me see. Yep, Sully's just taking a nap, right?
He is. Yeah. He knows when mom is talking, he just stops and chills. And
yeah.
Yeah.
And he reacts to everyone equally, whether it's a kid, whether it's somebody who might have an oxygen tank connected to them.
Yeah, he does, in that he just loves people and he loves what he does. Sully is really intuitive. And
he's got the eyes of an old soul. And you all can laugh at me, but I'm telling you what, that dog looks at you and you feel like he's seeing your soul.
Yeah, I hear that a lot about his eyes. He chooses sometimes how he's going to interact. So he's chosen, he's too big to be on a bed, but he will get up next to a patient and put his head right next to them and not move. He will put a paw up on the bed and not move. And that's, he's choosing that. He's sensing something.
Was that taught?
No.
No.
That's 100% him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. And so pretty quickly, like when you go to the organization you mentioned, they can do a temp test pretty quickly and tell whether this dog is suited for this type of work or not.
The Alliance?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then in addition, once you are certified, you can actually get in touch with Northwestern, and they will walk you through the process of becoming a therapy dog volunteer with them. They have their own program, and so you can actually go to it's nm.org/therapydog. to be able to get registered and sign up to be a volunteer.
That's really easy. nm.org/therapydog. It doesn't get easier than that. You can always do a search if you forget that, but basically Northwestern Medicine, nm.org/therapydog. Dogs. Oh,
dogs.
Therapy dogs.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, my producer caught it. I didn't. And you have a Great Dane that does this too, Maggie Moo. So it really doesn't make any difference about the size of the dog.
It doesn't. The big dogs don't get on the patient beds. The little ones are permitted to be put on a bed if somebody is interested. Doesn't matter breed. It doesn't. I mean, Sully is a good old big mutt. Maggie's a Great Dane, and there's a lot of dogs, you know, who are purebred or other.
And what about mental health facilities or people being treated for mental health issues? Are your dogs available to see them as well?
So outside of the work that I do for Northwestern, I do a lot with mental health.
Yes.
A lot.
Yeah.
And I think actually dogs are particularly gifted in that space and very impactful.
You sound like a person who always knew you wanted to do this.
I am. My training is I'm a clinical social worker.
Ah, so it comes with it.
Yeah, but I used to do equine therapy with kids. Frustrated vet at heart.
Yes, yes.
And I just wholeheartedly believe in the magic and power of animals and humans.
Yeah, yeah, it really is. It's special. And we were joking earlier on the show with John Williams about why cats don't do it. Well, because cats don't want to be bothered.
I can't imagine.
No, dogs are just naturally attracted to humans, many dogs, therapy dogs in particular.
Yeah.
And so what's the difference between a therapy dog and a working dog? When she walked in, I'm like, may I pet Sully? Because you don't approach a working dog.
Right.
And Sully actually wears a vest that says, please pet me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I happen to train my dogs. They know when they're putting their vest on, they're going to go do a visit. And I mean, I think that's one of the most important distinctions is we want to bring comfort and joy and pets, and a service dog is trained for working for one person, the person they're providing that service to. Our dogs are trained to, you know, just interact with so many different people.
He's a wonderful creature. You will see his picture on WGNradio.com. I cannot thank the folks at Northwestern Medicine enough, because this type of program is life-changing. Mm-hmm. Anything else you want to share before we go to news?
You know, just that I think it's an incredibly rewarding, fulfilling volunteer opportunity for people. And, you know, I think you just walk away at the end of a visit feeling so fulfilled.
Absolutely. Yeah. So if you want details, nm.org/therapydogs. Do know that you have to be certified before you can even be a part of the program. But if you're in it, you're in it for all the right reasons. And I don't think that would stop anyone. Thank you so much, Dana.
Thank you.
Really nice to meet you and Sully. Yeah. Not that I've ignored you, because you are a kind soul as well. But there's something special about this dog. News coming up next on 720 WGN.